The road I was following wound along the Danube. It was beautiful, just as the song said, although its colour, instead of being blue, was a deep milk-chocolate brown. I began to feel hungry, and decided to stop by the river for lunch. So I pulled off the road, drove down a sandy lane, stopped in a little clearing at the water's edge, and got out the makings of my picnic. In order to get the stove out, I actually had to move several boxes of tracts that the border guards had just overlooked. No sooner had I opened a can of peas and carrots when I heard a roar. I looked up. A speedboat was cutting through the water toward me at full throttle, throwing a wake higher than the boat itself. In the bow stood a soldier with a drawn machine gun, and the last possible instant the boat swerved and coasted to a neat landing at the river's edge. Now I saw that there were two other soldiers in the boat. The man in front leapt ashore, followed by another one. "Lord," I said very softly as they approached, "help me refuse to yield to fear." The first soldier kept the machine gun on me while the other ran to the car. I kept stirring the peas and carrots as I heard the door of the car open. I began talking, speaking Dutch, which I felt sure these men would not understand. "Well, sir," I said, stirring, "it certainly is nice to have you drop in this way." The soldier stared stonily. "As you can see," I went on, "I'm preparing to eat." Behind me I heard the other door of the car open. I reached into my picnic box and drew out two extra plates. "Would you care to join me?" I raised my eyebrows and waved my hand in a gesture of invitation. The soldier shook his head brusquely, as if to say he wasn't going to be bribed. "At least not for a mess of peas and carrots, eh?" I thought. I could hear the other soldier poking around. Any moment now he would certainly ask about those boxes. "Well," I said aloud, "if you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and eat while the food is hot." I spooned the vegetables onto my plate and then faced a dilemma. Should I say grace? In the camps they had told me that Christians were particularly suspect in Hungary now, since many had taken leading roles in the revolt. But no. Here was a chance to witness to three men. In a gesture far more deliberate than normal, I bowed my head, folded my hands, and said a long and hearty thanksgiving for the food I was about to eat. An amazing thing happened. While I prayed, there was no sound from the soldier inspecting my car. Just as soon as I had finished, the door slammed, and I heard the sound of boots coming rapidly toward me. I picked up my fork and took a bite of peas. For a moment, both soldiers stood over me. Then abruptly they whirled. Without looking behind them, they ran down to their boat, jumped in, and roared off in a spray of white. Budapest was the loveliest city I had yet seen in my travels.